Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, May 25th, 2019. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Well, as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, get your pens, get your paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God that's going to bring forth God's word on tonight in the presence of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight. So get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready. Also, you have time to call a friend, call a neighbor, give them the dial-in number to the show or the website so they can tune in and be blessed by God's word on tonight. We also always open up with prayer, so I'm excited to be able to once again give God offer of praise on tonight over the airways because he's worthy to be praised. Please pray with me at this time because we serve a God, an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come in his name, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are on tonight. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you've already done for us, all that you're doing for us and all that you're yet to do for us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come now asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have fallen of sin and we all come short of your glory. So that's why we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who has died and suffered and died on the cross for us and through the shedding of his blood. And he has now risen from the dead, and he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. And through him, we can be redeemed and saved from our sins. So we ask that you will forgive us once again in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight, so that we will be able to move forward and go forth in our God purpose and fulfill it in the earth for your glory. Heavenly Father, we pray now and lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. I lift up the Eppinger family, my brother in Christ, Brother Raymond Eppinger, and his daughters, my sisters in Christ, Dina and Tanya Eppinger, and the loss of his wife and their mother, Sister Ruby Eppinger. And also, we want to continue to pray for the Blackwell family, who lost their mother about 2 weeks ago, the day after we did her memorial service. Their grandmother passed away in North Carolina, so they just buried, had her homegoing service on yesterday, the Blackwell family. So we, not only those families, but all families, Heavenly Father, that are grieving in the loss of loved ones on tonight, touch, heal, and deliver. Comfort and strengthen them even right now, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your comforting power on tonight. Not only those that are bereaved all of, in the United States, but all over the land, because people are dying every day, everywhere. So we ask you to comfort and strengthen that as only you can, Heavenly Father. Let those that are bereaved right now, let them know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We now pray and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are dealing with PTSD disorders, and those that are contemplating or thinking about suicide, and those that are depressed on tonight, those that are sick in their bodies in any form on tonight. We know that you are the chief physician who has never lost a patient. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, even those that are sick and afflicted over the worldwide in our listening audience on tonight. So we know that you know who they are and where they are. We just thank you for the victory on tonight, that you have healed them even now as we pray. We give you the glory in the name of Jesus Christ even now. We pray now, Lord, that you will move by your spirit. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy toward us on tonight. And we pray now, Lord, and ask that you will move by your spirit. Should there be anyone that's listening for the first time on this airway or tune in by way of telephone that's not saved in your son Jesus' name, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight through your word, through the testimony, Heavenly Father, or any other way over this platform on tonight, that you would be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts as they hear your word, Lord, that they will open their own mouth even on tonight and confess their sins. That's to be saved in Jesus' name. And after being saved, they will come to know and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Father, we now lift up our president, and not only our president, but those that are world leaders all over the land that have hidden motives and agendas. It's our prayer, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, that they would be able to show love and compassion for mankind all over the world, that you would be able to use them for your glory in their position that they are in now, that they have rule over your people all over the land, that you would be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you will increase in us as your word goes forth on tonight. We pray that your word will be received and loved on tonight, that your word will not be, it would not go out in vain, but your word will be accomplished and it's going to accomplish everything that it's set out to do, because you know who's going to be listening on tonight and you know exactly what we all stand in need of. So I thank you for healing me, Heavenly Father, as you let me come out of the hospital on yesterday. So I just thank you for who you are. You did it again for me. You did it before, and you did it again. And I just give you the glory, honor, and praise. So right now, we just bless your name because you're worthy to be praised, and we pray that you would have your way on tonight through this worldwide platform on tonight, that you would be glorified as our prayer. In Jesus' name, all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, we know that God is good, and not sometimes, but God, the God we serve, he's good all the time. Even when we're not good, he is good. So we're going to go to our music break real quick, and I'm going to come back. I have a testimony that I want to share with the worldwide listeners, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Ronnie King to deliver God's word on tonight. Please enjoy the music break. I am playing this Pray For Me not only just for myself, but every faithful doer of God's word, we all stand in need of prayer. And the word of God lets us know that we are to encourage one another in the word of the Lord. So we're going to play this song, Pray For Me. Such a time as this, the world needs prayer. So we're going to play a short version of this song. We're going to come back, and I'm going to share my testimony, and then we're going to give God glory through my testimony, and then we're going to be ready for the word of tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? There's a song that says, Jesus prayed for me, had me on his mind. He took the time to pray for me. And I thank God for my mother, who's resting in heaven on tonight. I love her, my cousin's mother, Pastor Norman King's mother, my aunt Maggie May, who's resting in the Lord on tonight. Aren't you glad that Jesus prayed for you and you had a praying mother on tonight? We thank God for that song, and I pray to Jesus by the musical selection. We all stand in the need of prayer. But the word of God says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So right now, I'm asking all the listeners to please remember this scripture proof of thought for tonight. I ask God, in a form of a question that comes to faith, I ask God, why are you taking me through troubled waters? He replied, God replied, because your enemies can't swim. What a powerful statement of tonight. Once again, tonight's scripture proof of thought. I ask God, why are you taking me through troubled waters? He replied, because your enemies can't swim. Ooh, what a mighty God we serve. I'm asking our listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, Ambassador Zessel. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I have a praise report again on tonight, my own personal praise report and testimony that I would like to share with the listeners before we bring forth Pastor Norman King on tonight. Because just like I always ask my first-time guest on the show to give praise report and testimony so that others can be blessed, I'm going to do the same thing on tonight. I just want to share with the listeners, for you all that do not know, or some of you that have been following me for years have heard my testimony before, or how the enemy tried to kick me out over 30-some years ago with when I started having epilepsy. And I chewed out part of my tongue, and it damaged all the nerves in my left arm. And the doctors had told my family that we can start from hemorrhage surgery if I had another seizure. And I told the Lord in my hospital room at that time that I cannot work for him if I'm dead. I know that he had more work for me to do. And so because of that request, I'm still here in the land of the living. And since that day, I know that the enemy is still trying to attack me. Not only me, but every faithful doer of God's word. We know that the enemy is still trying to attack God's people. But not only did the enemy try to attack me over 30-some years ago with that seizure, he tried it again. Just like I told the Lord before, you still have work for me to do. Then I had to tell the Lord the same thing again this past week. Remind the Lord that I know you have more work for me to do, because I know it's the enemy who has reared up his ugly head again and trying to take me out so that I would not be able to complete and fulfill my God's purpose in the earth. But he is the father of lies, and I'm standing on my holy faith in knowing that through God I can, and through Christ I can do all things, because he is the one who strengthens me. Well, my testimony starts out with this. As about 3 days ago, earlier this week, I was having problems and troubles even last weekend, and I was going back and forth to the emergency room at the Veterans Hospital here in Detroit, Michigan. And they was sending me back home without really looking to all the different aspects of what I was really going through as I was trying to explain. If you know your body, you should be able to know your body to know when something is wrong. And so when you go to some doctors, you need to know what's going on with your body. No matter what they tell you, you need to be able to tell them exactly what's going on. If they can't tell you, then you need to keep me here until you can find out what's going on so we can get to the root of the problem. So they kept me going back and forth. So this last time, I had to go. At one time, I had to call EMS. I was in so much pain. But thank God my nephew was here, and when the pain eased up, I canceled the EMS call, and he took me to emergency at the John Vigo Veterans Hospital here in Detroit. And so I ended up going back to the hospital about 3 days ago. My twin sister, Gina Jones, took me, and she came inside with me. And they ended up keeping me. They started running tests, and they come to find out they did a brain scan, and the results came back showing that I had they called a mini stroke. They said it was a couple of years ago that I had this mini stroke. I was never informed about that I had a mini stroke. I knew that I'm still diagnosed as epilepsy, and could have a seizure at any time. But I thank God for medication. I take my medication, and I still say that I'm healed in Jesus' name. The medicine, it helps, but I know the healer, who is Jesus Christ, and I'm standing on His word that I'm healed in Jesus' name, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, or no matter what I'm going through. But as I was going through this past experience, they ran all kind of tests. And so I just want the world listeners to know on tonight that, they came back with all these different tests. They ran the brain test, the brain scan to show that I had a mini stroke years ago. Then they turned around and did an MRI. They did a CAT scan. They did an EEG. Then they did an EKG. And then they did blood work and urine samples. But thank God all the tests came back negative. And so I reminded the Lord again. You did it before for me. Allowed me to continue to be in the land of the living after the devil tried to take me out 30-some years ago. And you're the same God, and I know you're able to do it again. So I just want to let the worldwide listeners know on tonight, we serve an awesome God. You got to put your faith, your hope, and trust in God. And so I just want to thank God and give credit to, I want to acknowledge all the people that assisted me while I was at the VA hospital this past week. I just was released on yesterday. I just want to thank God for the nurses, Brother Don and Brother Aaron and Sister Donna, the nurses, and all the doctors and all those that assisted me, even the janitors, the people that brought my food. You can't be selfish. You got to be thankful for the people that serve you and help you while you're in the hospital. You can't go in there with negative and nasty attitude. You got to stand on the word in order to heal. But while you're being helped and being taken care of, you got to, you know, have a Jesus kind of spirit. Let them see the Jesus in you no matter what you're going through. No matter how painful it may be, you still got to reflect Jesus Christ, even while you're going through your trials and your tribulations, even with health issues. But I just want to say thank you to everyone that helped me out at the VA hospital on this past week. Again, I was just released on yesterday. So I just want to, again, thank Nurse Donna, Nurse Marion, the entire staff at the John Deagle VA Veterans Hospital in Detroit, every doctor that assisted and helped me during my two-day stay. I also want to thank and thank God for the opportunity to be able to fellowship with each staff member while I was in the hospital. And even I thank God for the hospital chaplain that came in and prayed for me and prayed with me. And one of the male nurses, Brother Aaron, I was having a difficult time because at the time I was having my own issues and I was in pain, but I was still thinking about those that have lost loved ones that are close to me. And while I was in the urgent care, I received a call that same night that I was being admitted to the hospital that another member of the body of Christ, a sister in Christ, I mentioned her in my prayer, Sister Ruby Everger, she made her transition while I was in the hospital. So that took an effect on me, a strong effect, and I was not expecting that to happen. So before I knew it, the tears were flowing because I know those families, the Blackwell family and the Eppinger family, and I know that they have suffered a great loss in the losing of their loved ones. And so by us being close in the family of God, when they hurt, I hurt. And so that took a toll on me. And so I touched out and reached out to someone to come into my room, and it just happened to be Brother Aaron, the nurse. And he got down on his knees and held my hand, and he prayed with me and for me, and we prayed my healing. And I want to thank my bishop, Bishop James Jennings, and my Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. Also, I'd like to thank Pastor Isaiah Tillman and the Morning Star Baptist Church, where I am the musician there, and all of my Facebook family, friends, and loved ones, and also my entire family who touched out and agreed with me by faith that I'm healed according to the word of God in Jesus Christ, that I'm healed, you know, in Jesus' name, that I can be able to continue to move on and fulfill my God purpose, because I know that I told the Lord, just like I told him the first time, I told him again, you're still not finished with me yet. You still have more work yet for me to do. So I'm just giving God glory. I'm not being a brother tortured. I'm just standing in holy boldness and declaring it to the world, letting the world know that I'm healed once again. There was nobody but Jesus. So somebody needs to hear that testimony to know that God did it for me, not only once, but he did it again this time. Again, the enemy tried to take me out 30-some years ago, but I told the Lord I knew that he was not finished with me yet. He had more work for me to do. And the enemy knows what God is doing through me, and not only me, but every faithful doer of his word. That's why he's always going to try to attack you and try to make you doubt and disbelieve God and distrust God. But I'm standing on the promises of God. He is my healer. He's the chief physician. He's never lost a patient. So I thank God that he knows how much we can bear. And he promised not to give us no more than we can handle. So he is my healer. So that's my testimony on tonight. And I pray that someone has been blessed by it, because God gives glory through our testimony. It would do no good for me to know that God is my healer. And he stepped in again, and he has allowed me to be able to continue to fulfill my God's purpose in the earth for his glory. So why would I sit back and hold that testimony and not share it with someone else? Because someone needs to know that just like God did it for me, not only once, but he did it again, he can do the same for you. He has no respect of a person. So that's my testimony on tonight. I thank you for listening, and I pray that this has been a blessing to someone on tonight. So right now, once again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to give God glory, honor, and praise through his word on tonight. And once Pastor Norman King has concluded with the message on tonight, please do not hang up your phone. Do not go off the internet. You want to be blessed by his song that he's gonna minister to us in song at the conclusion of his message on tonight. So right now, I am so excited once again to bring forth to you my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. I now give the mic to you.
Praise the Lord to all the people of God. To all of us are people of God. And I'm so grateful for another opportunity to be before you tonight. For I know, you know, it's been ordained by God, everything. And I think about what James just shared, you know, and if whatever we go through, what we go through at different levels and different degrees that it may be, it also gives us the opportunity to see God in a different way. Because, you know, let's be honest, we live in a time, in a world, that there's so much going on, and it doesn't matter how focused you are on the Lord, and, you know, God made us the way He made us, spirit, soul, and body. But when we have moments like that, hallelujah, we talk to God differently, amen. We hear God differently, and then just because there's a lot of processes of thoughts that's going in our mind and going through our mind, and you know, and I think about the old song, and even when they prayed for Paul, when Paul and them prayed late at the midnight hour, and I think about those experienced moments that we have personally when we pray. You know, in the case like what he said, he just been through, and but yet God kept him. Come on, somebody. Amen. Finding somehow something that you had, something that you weren't even aware of, you know, it shows you another angle of the power of Almighty God. Amen. And I think, and that's why it's so important to, Paul told Timothy to study. I know I'm already starting, y'all, but I'm not going to say forgive me because the Holy Spirit is in control. Come on, somebody. Amen. But when I'm driving my car, I understand. I have a God consciousness to know that any given, if God was to remove His grace, come on, huh? The devil want me dead. And I can be hit head on any given moment, but because of the umbrella of God, the protection of Almighty God that's protecting me, come on, somebody, and He wants us to be conscious of His so-ever presence. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, my everything, I thank You. I praise You. I'm here tonight humbly as I can be, giving all glory unto You, thanks to You. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to be alive. I'm so excited to have a relationship with You that's personal, that's intimate. And I humble myself before You that I be decreased and that You be increased through this yielding vessel, Norman King. I pray this prayer that the receiver will be receptive to recognize that this is their time to receive whatever it is they so desire, they've been praying for, is here tonight. And I pray this blessing or this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. I'm so excited, I tell you. I just bask in the glory of God. And I thank God for being Cousin James, you know, amen, and peace. But there's also a time, I call it, that we need to be in the fuel station, the holy fuel station of God, amen, because if not, and even when dealing with church folk, come on, somebody, amen, you can always have the conversation that the way it should be, even talking with some church folk, amen. But we got so many examples to show us these things in the Word of God. So tonight, my brothers and my sisters, we're going to look at Acts, the 16th chapter, and verse 18. I won't be for you long, but I got to hit some areas that the Spirit of God is saying cover, amen. And my focus tonight is Acts, the 16th chapter, and the 18th verse, amen, King James. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now, I look at that verse right there. Now, for any of you who would say this scripture is familiar to you, she had been
antagonizing them for 3 days. Have any of you ever got tired of hearing all this all unnecessary chatter? I know you have, and all of us do. And see, we need to, hallelujah, Jesus, we need to mention Jesus' name more. See, that's power in the name of Jesus. I mean, Jesus' name has so much power. Trust me, if you don't believe me, try and see. Just start going around just saying Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Anyway, Satan, you have to flee. Come on, I'm just giving an example, right? It will cause all type of stuff to go on around you, because see, it's like the song says, there's something about that name. Jesus, yes, it's something about, I'm about to lose my breath. I'm so excited. But I think about, I'm serious, my people, God. We need to use Jesus' name more. I mean, there are some awesome words that is preached and taught in God's word. But I feel in my spirit that we need to hear Jesus more. Come on. Even though we know we preach, we teach, and things that we talk about is about the Lord. But and I had no problem with that, because I do the same thing myself. But what the Spirit of God laid in my heart is that we actually need to say the name Jesus. Come on, huh? See, you can be talking about different things about the Bible, whatever, and all of it has potency, right? But when you say Jesus, and you ain't got to say it like Jesus, you can just say Jesus. God Almighty, when I think about it, amen? And I'm quite sure Brother James experienced what he just experienced. See, I know that he called on that name repetitiously, not that he had doubt, but it's because in his spirit, come on, somebody, amen? And this situation that it, in Acts 16:18, right? It said, and this did she, this is King James, many days. But Paul, being grieved, in other words, that's saying, man, I am tired of listening to all of this unnecessary chatter. And we the same way. Sometimes we listen to stuff, and we start talking to the personal or persons about this, that, and other, but we're not using Jesus' name. Come on, church. That's the one thing I want to take home tonight in this message, that we use Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Use other words, I didn't experience this myself. Amen. And I want to encourage somebody tonight, to lift somebody up tonight, that you get this message tonight, because my sermon, praise God, my sermon topic tonight is, you have been authorized. Authorized what? To use the name of Jesus. Amen. You, and sometimes encourage yourself. You may be low in spirit and going through this, going through that. And what the word authorized means, it means having official permission or approval. Having official permission or approval, what? To use Jesus' name. If you're in Christ Jesus, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have been authorized to use the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to share a scripture with you. Okay, bear with me, let me see, where is that here, thank you Holy Ghost, this is serious y'all, this is very serious, we got to use that name, the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, just bear with me, I got a few things written down here, amen, amen, and amen, 3 days they put up with that mess. And they say, what say? Bible say Paul was grieved. Paul, like, man, look, I ain't listen no more of this right here. He put it in check. Amen. And we got some stuff we dealing with right now that God is saying, what you don't come to me. Don't be asking me to do nothing for you. I already, look, empowered you. What? You are authorized, what? To use his name. Amen. He officially authorized you and me. What? To use his name. Thank God for the scriptures. Amen. We got Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. This is King James. Now, It says in verse 9, Philippians 2 and 9, it says, wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Verse 11, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, that scripture is pertaining to when the time comes when everybody who's acting like or don't believe it is, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. But I decree tonight, believers, brothers, sisters, use his name now. We know, see, that's something to look forward to. We know that time is going to happen. Come on. But also, you and I have been authorized to use his name now. Like, you know, see, we put up with too much stuff. Like Paul in this scripture, right? He grieved. He was upset. Have you ever done anything or did not do what you know you should have done and you put up with some stuff and finally when you got your head together, huh? Amen, the Holy Spirit and prick you long enough to look here. I love you. You love me. But look, you just putting up with too much stuff, huh? So just turn around. Like, look, the Bible says Paul, he turned around. He was grieved, y'all. He turned around, huh? And he put that spirit in check. Yeah, he did. Amen. He put that spirit in check. In other words, he said, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. And the Bible says that it happened right then. Let me read something to you. The day arrived when Paul became grieved. See, that's the point, y'all. Come on, Holy Ghost. Sometimes we don't become grieved over some stuff that we should be grieved over right away, immediately. Amen. I'm just trying to shake somebody tonight. I'm trying to shake somebody that you may see that you've been putting up with some stuff too long, huh? You can't change nobody, but you can use that name you've been authorized to use. And look, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, no, that ain't right, so I'm going to leave it alone. It's not meant for me to say it, so let me keep on moving. We put up with stuff too much. The day arrived when Paul became grieved. And what that word means is, that means pain. That means deeply troubled. That means worked up, annoyed, and angry. Amen? And he had a righteous anger. Amen? He was troubled and he was hurting over the girl being enslaved by sin. See, he didn't deal with the girl. He dealt with the sin that was in her. Come on, y'all. Let's see what I'm saying is this right here. Don't speak to the person because then you're operating in your flesh. Speak to the spirit. Hallelujah. Speak to the spirit. And see, that spirit is sitting there laughing at you even though it's, are you hearing me, church? Because you ain't using what you've been authorized to use. Amen? You and I have been authorized to use the name of Jesus. So when Paul had dealt with this spirit, he out here sharing the word of God, and she's sitting here with the spirit in the body of the girl, amen, carrying on and just mocking. So after the third day, he turned around grievously vexed and spoke to the spirit. I'm just trying to encourage you tonight that you and I have been authorized. We've been authorized to use the name of Jesus. The moment came when Paul called upon the strong name of Jesus Christ. He whipped around and healed the girl. Amen. He addressed the evil spirit within the girl. She was gripped by an evil spirit of divination or of the occult. The power she had was not her own, but of an evil spirit. It was the evil spirit that was the problem, not the girl. So Paul addressed the evil spirit. You, my brother, you, my sister, have been authorized by God, come on somebody, to use the name of Jesus. Quit putting up with stuff that God's already given you the authorization. Come on, somebody. Already gave you the go to address that spirit. Come on, somebody. Amen. And you know I'm telling the truth, because all of us have been what? Guilty of what I'm talking about. Paul called, what he called? Upon the name of Jesus Christ. We got to call upon the name of Jesus, y'all. Trust me. When you say Jesus' name and you mean it and your intent is right, it's going to cause the atmosphere to change. It's not even possible for the atmosphere to remain the same. Amen. At the name of Jesus. The Bible said that every knee is going to bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. The enslaved girl, because Paul obeyed the Holy Spirit, was immediately and completely delivered. Now, see, this tied in with Cousin James. See, when his experience this week, God allowed all that. It was a test. Come on. But now what was in Brother James is what come out of him. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak. And through his experience, I'm talking about Brother James now, through his experience, he grew more this week because of the thorn. Come on, somebody, huh? Because he called upon God in a way, and he ain't told me this, but the Holy Spirit is saying that he called upon God this week like he never have before. God has taken him to another level. Come on, somebody. I want you to know, people, God, that you're being authorized. Amen. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Amen. The girl was demon possessed. And I love how the example in the Bible shows us, and he turns around, he didn't even deal with her. He dealt with the spirit. So you may be going through something right now as I'm talking. And this lesson for you tonight is quit dealing with the people. Deal with the spirit. Yeah, they're going to call you a lunatic. They call Jesus a lunatic. So what makes you think you're any different? Or me? Come on, somebody, huh? I'd rather be a lunatic for Jesus than just be a person who's scared or afraid of what people may think or say about me. Call me crazy, huh? Call me stupid. Call me whatever you want to call me. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Call me that you want to. I'm going to put the word on you. Come on, huh? The word. You better recognize that Jesus is life. Amen? There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen? Now, you know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to move on, amen, because I got so much to say, but it's not for me to say it all right now. The Bible says that at the midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praise unto God, and the prisoners what heard him. Amen? There's somebody that need to hear you being genuine and being on fire for Jesus. Come on, somebody, amen. They need to hear. See, understand something. This woman was going out running her mouth, but it wasn't her. Come on, somebody. It's called it like it is now. It wasn't a woman. It was the spirit inside the woman. And when you got these opposing forces around you, it's not the person. See, we can't do nothing apart from Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Come on. Huh? So if we be obedient to the Holy Ghost and speak to that spirit, that person will be delivered and set free. Because it's no way for the demonic spirit to operate the same time as you flowing in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, huh? Then when they were locked up and they prayed, come on, somebody, it said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's band was loose. So what God is doing, God is waiting for you to use what you have being authorized to use. And that's Jesus' name. I'm going to say it again. God is awaiting for you to use what you have been authorized to use. And that is Jesus' name. Amen. That is Jesus' name. Now, I want to say something here. Let me see what my time. My time is good. Amen. So I want to share a couple of scriptures here before I hit this other area, before I close out tonight. I'm going to look at John. Let's see here. John, the 14th chapter. Let's see, John, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. Let's see, 14th chapter, 13 and 14. This is Jesus talking. Verse 13, this is the NLT, y'all. He says in 13, you can ask for anything in my name, and I would do it. Come on, James. I know you were doing it, brother, in the hospital, but I know you was. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. He brought glory through your experience, James. Amen. And then it says in verse 14, you ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. That was Jesus, God Almighty, huh? I'm going to read again verse 14. This is Jesus talking, y'all. You ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Amen. John 16:23. John 16:23 and 24. This is what it says. Jesus still running his mouth, y'all. At that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I'll tell you the truth. You will ask the Father directly, and he will grant your request because you use my name. Come on, James. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. James, I know you got abundant joy because you, through your whole new process, you were praising God, you were talking to God, you were listening to God, and you were watching the manifestation of God through people, whether it be your nurses or whoever. I can't call it, you know. Amen, because you were praising, and you had abundant joy. Come on, somebody. You was abundant, joyful through the process. Come on, somebody. Amen. But I want to say, Romans 1:16. Hey, man, I'm so full, y'all. I thank God. I want to continue to be used by God. I want to obey God. That's number one. Romans 1:16, familiar verse, y'all. For I am not ashamed. You weren't ashamed, James. You was in the hospital, man, giving God praise, giving God, and the people was missed by your show on Wednesday. Come on, somebody, huh? But yet God preserved. Oh, man, let me keep on going, amen. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of this good news, NLT, about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. Let me see my time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I want to. Okay, Holy Ghost. I know. I mean, hey, I told y'all I'm preaching out of a tractor trailer truck in a passenger side seat. And I'm so used to moving around, but I'm in the truck now. People pass by me. I'm in this parking lot probably. What's wrong with that man over there? They don't know. But I'm over praising my Father, which are in heaven, in Jesus' name. That's what I'm doing. Look at me, call me crazy. What are you doing with that light on? It don't matter to me. I'm praising God. Hey, I like to get home, but look at that's not what's important. What's important is getting the word out. Amen. But now, look here. I'm going to say this. Now, I'm almost done, y'all. Just bear with my godly humor tonight. Amen. Look here. Hebrews 4:12. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:12. Listen, y'all. I'm reading the NLT. That's where I'm at. So y'all receive the word. Amen. For the word of God is alive and powerful. Well, who's the word? Jesus, the word, y'all. Huh? John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. So Hebrews 4 is just giving a different angle. For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. So while James in the hospital, the Holy Ghost was working through him, y'all, there was some stuff. Good God Almighty, that was exposed in that VA hospital. They didn't even know how blessed they was by God allowing that man, Brother James, to be incarcerated in that. All right, now, don't take me wrong. I'm talking about this is dealing with holiness, y'all. He was holy. Look. He was incarcerated in a holy way because he was on a God mission, y'all. God allowed him to be incarcerated in that hospital. Listen, y'all, that he may shine, that he may bring glory to God through the experience. Now, I think I'm done. I think I need to go ahead on and be obedient to the Holy Spirit, because I can keep on going, but I can't. I need to go ahead and stop right now. Amen. We give God praise, honor, and glory, because he is worthy to be praised. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this song. And this song the Holy Spirit gave me, y'all, it's an old school song. But let me tell you something. These people around here preaching in these churches talking about my target is, what they saying, 18 to 34. You better preach the gospel and be talking on God's people. Amen. Who are you to say who you talking after? Amen. You about be about God. Look, good God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. My target is ages 18. I'm hearing it, and that ain't God. I'm going to call it like it is, y'all. You better be ready and available for God. Come, good God. He said, call the old man because he know the way, and the young man because he's strong. Now, I'm done with that. Praise God. Amen. All this target, this and target that. You trying to make, you better speak the name of Jesus. Amen. Look here. Jesus said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men to me. Ain't that what he said, y'all? Come on now. He said, okay, Holy Ghost. All right. I'm getting excited. My blood pressure probably right now. That's all right. God got me, though. I know God got me. God got me. Yeah, God got me. Amen. Here we go, y'all. Hear this song. All right, James, in your hand, brother. God bless.
Praise the Lord again on tonight. We thank God for that message on tonight, that much needed word on tonight. And just like Pastor Norman King said, it was meant for me to be in that position in that hospital at the time, because as I was ministering and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with my other brothers and sisters in Christ, that are nurses and doctors and workers at the VA hospital for the, on the last 2 days, we was giving God glory, honor, and praise, claiming healing for me in Jesus' name. So just like Pastor Norman King says, we already have the power and authority to use the name of Jesus Christ. We already have it. So what are you waiting for? Somebody you waiting on God. God said, no, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to use my son's name. He died, he bled, he suffered and died and paid the price for you, that you can use his name. And thank God that the blood of Jesus still works. And he's alive today in every saint that are not afraid to be faithful doers and hearers of his word. So we thank God for the word of tonight. And it's a funny thing how amazing. I love how the Lord orchestrated this show for tonight. Because just like Pastor Norman King says, and I want to thank the listeners that may have tuned in on this past Thursday for both shows. And I was not available because I was in the hospital. Well, I just want you to know it was my intention was to take my tablet to the hospital with me, but I didn't have my phone charged up, and I didn't have my tablet with me. And I was sharing with the workers at the hospital, the nurses and doctors and everybody, the caregivers at the hospital, about my radio show. And they was all excited. I was giving out my business cards about the show, and everybody was saying, oh, you got a show tonight. So the next morning, some of the doctors came in my room. There was about three of them came in my room, the neurologist, and they all asked, smiles on their faces, well, did you do your show last night? I said, no, unfortunately, I did not bring my tablet with me, so I was not able to do my show from the hospital room on Thursday night. But to God be the glory, I was still able to share my testimony on tonight. So I am not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's the power of God unto us, which is given us, unto us. And it's through the salvation and the power of Jesus Christ that we are able to be holy, bold witnesses for the Lord. So I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's why I had to share my testimony on tonight, because just like he did it for me, and just as I said earlier, he has no respect of a person. What he did for me for the second time, he did it before, and like I said, 30-some years ago, and he did it again this week. And I, just like I said to the Lord before, you're not finished with me yet. You have more work for me to do. And I repeated that same prayer this time in the hospital about 2 days ago, and I told the Lord, I know it's the enemy who's trying to attack me because he knows what you're doing through me, and he's trying to block it, and he's trying to really take me out. But I said, you did it before, Lord. You're going to do it again because you still have more work for me to do for your glory. It's all about being doers of God's word, because we ought to all be about our Heavenly Father's business. And so I thank God for the word on tonight. This is a powerful word that is all in connection with what I experienced. And so God always confirms his word. And before I go, I just want to share something with the listeners on tonight. I had another young man of God, the armor bearer for my bishop at our church, Bishop James A. Jennings of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. My his armor bearer, Minister Sharon Rambis, have a show up in God opened the door for him to have a show too under my website. And on tonight, God confirmed his word again. That's why I'm so excited about tonight's show. God always confirms his word. Minister Rambis' message on tonight was titled Lost in the House. And then which came from Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 10. And then he closed out his song from out of nowhere. His closing song was from out of nowhere, Jesus found me, and I'm glad. And so that's why I'm so glad that Jesus found me, and that's why I'm so glad I was able to share my this testimony on tonight, this powerful testimony, that God be glorified on tonight through my testimony, through my experience in the hospital for the last 2 days at the Veterans Hospital in Detroit. So God, just like Pastor Lerman King said, it was meant for me to go through that experience, because it really, I was really in my body, in my spirit. At one point, I thought I was really going to leave here because I was in that much pain. I was dealing with a lot of issues at the same time. And then I was getting bad news about people making their transition at the same time. But God always have a ram in the bush. And he had that young man, that Dr. Aaron, came in and he got down on his knees and grabbed me by the hand. And we touched and agreed. And that's what you got to be able to do, Christians, sisters, and brothers in Christ. We got to be touching and agreeing and be on one accord in faith, knowing that in the name of Jesus, we already have the power, we already have the victory, we already have the authority to use his name. And why are so many Christians going around with their heads hung down? Because they're not using the name of Jesus Christ, the power that's already been given to us. So I thank God for this word of tonight, a much-needed word on tonight, such a time as this. You know what the word of God says? That in this life we're going to have trials and tribulations, but I can say truly, I don't know about you, but I can personally say, through it all, God has been good to me. And through it all, he is worthy to be praised. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, just continue to lift your head up in faith, calling on the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that you already have the victory. Even through your sickness, through your heartaches and pains. So we just thank God for tonight. I pray that you have been blessed by this testimony, that you are blessed by the word that has come forth through Pastor Norman King on tonight. So we're going to close out in prayer. Listeners, I do want to thank you for sticking with me and continue to tune in and be blessed by God's word through the different powerful testimonies. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Father, in Jesus' name, we come once again thanking you for your grace, for your mercy toward us. In spite of ourselves, we know that we are not worthy of them. We thank our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you, Father, that we already have the power and the authority, and in his name, we already have the victory in his name, because he's already risen, just like he said he would. And he is now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for the saints of God, even today. Thank you for your word that has gone forth on tonight. We pray that it has gone out in love and received on tonight, even the testimony, giving you glory and honor and praise on tonight. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things that you allow us to go through that will give us stronger and more powerful testimonies to let others know that you have no respect for a person. Just like you did it for us, you're the same God. You're able to do it for them as well. So we bless your name on tonight. We pray now, Lord, that you would move by your spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name all over the land. Move by your spirit. Anoint each vessel, each account that's going to bring forth your word. Anoint them with dunamis power on tonight, that they will stand flat-footed and declare your word on tomorrow, that people that are in the midst that are not saved will be saved in the name of Jesus through your word. The backsliders will come back to the fold. The body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, that you are moved by your spirit as only you can, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless the listeners, the faithful listeners. Bless them and grant them the desires of their heart, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Almighty Savior, come on, my soul loves thee.